In today's show, Chinese state-run media warns the Bitcoin price falling to zero as regulators issue a fresh crypto warning, quoting their newspaper here. In the future, once investors' confidence collapses or when sovereign countries declare Bitcoin illegal, it'll return to its original value, which is utterly worthless. Now let's step into my time portal and travel into the future. It's the year 2030. Bitcoin crashed from $1.8 million to $980,000, and the media declares Bitcoin dead. Once again, also in today's show, I'll be sharing the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, as well as the latest updates surrounding this $100 million crypto hack. Also breaking news just in, Goldman Sachs to raise $2 billion to buy Celsius assets in event of bankruptcy. That's right, Celsius lock your Bitcoin so that Goldman could buy them at a discount. And quoting on-chain analyst Juan Clemente, the main market native risk to Bitcoin / crypto has been contagion. Now we've seen FTX strike a deal with BlockFi plus Voyager, and now Goldman buying Celsius assets. Any concern around these firms have now been broadly alleviated and participants should feel more comfortable. Also in today's show, crypto analyst who predicted the Bitcoin crash below $23,000 has a new alert for crypto traders, quoting Crypto Capo here. Based on what you read on Twitter, you may think that the market is recovering very well, but the charts show that Bitcoin price is still below 21,000, lower highs everywhere, hidden bearish divergences everywhere, and no bottom formation. I am not buying yet. This is important. Do I expect another leg down and new lows? Yes. Is it worth to short here? No. Bottom is not in yet, but it is close, in my opinion. Also in today's show, here's what needs to happen for Bitcoin to reverse course, according to top crypto analyst Rhett Capital, quoting him here. Bitcoin would need to break above 22,500 for a chance at reclaiming the 200-week moving average as support. And as he shares here, Bitcoin has broken out of the new all-time highs in every cycle. The current all-time high is 69,000. The current price is 20,000. Anyone can make over a 3x return by buying Bitcoin today and simply hodling for the next few years. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market and discussing where the Bitcoin price is likely to go next. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Hopefully you're having an awesome weekend. Now, China state-run newspaper, Economic Daily, published an article warning about Bitcoin on Wednesday. According to SCMP, the nationwide newspaper is directly under the control of the Central Committee of the ruling Chinese Communist Party. The article warned that investors should be aware of risks of Bitcoin prices heading to zero amid the recent crypto market sell-off. Can you say FUD? Quoting them here, Bitcoin is nothing more than a string of digital codes, and it returns mainly come from buying low and selling high. The newspaper details and shares the following. In the future, once investors' confidence collapses or when sovereign countries declare Bitcoin illegal, it'll return to its original value, which is utterly worthless. Now, the newspaper details that the lack of regulation in Western countries, such as the United States, helped create a highly leveraged market that is full of manipulation and pseudo-technology concepts. The article describes it as an important external factor contributing to Bitcoin's volatility. Now, the warning from the state-run media reflects Beijing's firm stance against cryptocurrency and related activities that the government has outlawed. Now, on Tuesday, the Financial Regulatory Bureau of Shenzhen, the Shenzhen Central Hub Branch of the People's Bank of China, and the Shenzhen Development and Reform Commission also jointly issued a warning that investors should be vigilant of illegal financial activities related to crypto and how to avoid being scammed. The notice stated that virtual currency trading and speculation seriously endangers the safety of people's property and breed gambling, illegal fundraising, fraud, pyramid schemes, money laundering, and other illegal and criminal activities. Sounds like fiat currency, if you're to ask me. And it also claims that they disrupt the country's economic and financial order. That part is definitely true. It's a massive disruption to the country's economic and financial order. And that's why it is a threat to the People's Bank of China or the Chinese Communist Party. And that's why they're spreading this FUD in the first place. If you use your common sense, you can read between the lines. Now, the financial authority cited a statement published in September of last year by China's central bank, the People's Bank of China, and 10 ministries and commissions declaring that virtual currency is not legal tender and related activities are illegal financial activities. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding this FUD coming from China? Do you feel it will have any impact or effect on the overall Bitcoin spot market price? Let me know in the comments right down below. Obviously, we all know Bitcoin is not going to zero, and this is nothing more than FUD at the end of the day. Now let's step into my time portal and let's head to the year 2030. Bitcoin crashed from $1.8 million to $980,000, under a million, and the media declares Bitcoin dead. Once again, Plan B updated us here, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, and he shares these five Bitcoin valuation models. We have time/rainbow, which you can see in the gray, at 70,000, stock to flow, which you can see in the dark blue, at 60,000, difficulty, which is the light blue, at 22,000, mining costs in the green at 14,000, and UTXO/TX in the purple at 8,000, and he says, choose your horse. And this person responded, stock the flow, which predicted $100,000 Bitcoin. Plan B responds, if you refit it with 3 years of new data since March 2019, it returns to the same model/values as published in March of 2019. So I would use that one instead of sticking to the $100,000 one. Then a couple of hours ago, he updated us again here to all people asking about $100,000. Please look up discussion that we had at the time in 2019 about this topic, or listen to some 2019 interviews for more detail. Long story short, if you don't like that the $100,000 model is extreme, out of sample, made with only four data points, then stick to $55,000. This person responds, the $55,000 model brings Bitcoin price in 2025 to what target? Plan B responds, $55,000 stock to flow model says $500,000 average after the 2024 halving. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding the stock to flow price prediction model suggesting a $500,000 Bitcoin price after the next halving in 2024? And if you're skeptical about the stock to flow model, then where realistically do you feel the Bitcoin price will be after the next halving in a couple more years? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, Ethereum rival tumbles as hackers drain about $100 million from its crypto bridge. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down 0.6% for the day, trading just above $21,100. We have Ether down about 1% for the day, trading just under $1,200, while Binance Coin, XRP, Cardano, Solana, and Polkadot all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. One Ethereum competitor is taking a massive hit after hackers drained approximately $100 million worth of crypto from its cross-chain bridge. The Harmony One team says the breach occurred on the morning of June 24th on the Horizon Bridge, which enables users to move crypto assets between Ethereum, Binance Smart Chain, and Harmony. As I revealed here on Crypto Twitter, the Harmony team has identified a theft occurring this morning on the Horizon Bridge, amounting to approximately $100 million. We have begun working with national authorities and forensic specialists to identify the culprit and retrieve the stolen funds. Let me know if you feel that they're likely to retrieve these funds, or do you feel they are gone and lost and stolen forever? Now, Harmony hit a high at 2.6 cents on June 23rd before dropping to a new low at 2.3 cents on June 24th, which was nearly a 12% drop in just a matter of hours. But since then, it has bounced back and is currently trading at 2.4 cents at the time of this recording. Now, according to blockchain analytics firm Elliptic, crypto assets worth $99.7 million were stolen from the Binance Smart Chain and the Ethereum blockchains. Elliptic also says that the stolen assets include the native tokens of the two blockchains and various stablecoins designed to maintain a US dollar peg. Quoting them here, a variety of assets were taken, including ETH, BNB, Tether, USD, and DAI. The stolen tokens have now been swapped for ETH using decentralized exchanges, a commonly seen technique within these hacks. And according to Elliptic, the Harmony team seems to be open to holding a dialogue with the entity responsible for the heist based on a message embedded within the Ethereum transaction reading the following. The Harmony team is interested in communicating and negotiating. Please reach out at security@harmony.one to start a conversation. Communication can be anonymous. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding this hack? Do you feel that the funds can potentially be retrieved and found if they can find the culprit, or do you feel that these funds are lost and gone forever? Let me know in the comments below. Now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Goldman Sachs to raise $2 billion to buy Celsius assets in the event of a bankruptcy. That's right. Check this out. The Wall Street firm is seeking $2 billion in commitments from investors to buy distressed assets at steep discounts if the crypto lender goes bankrupt. Do you feel they will go bust? What are your thoughts? Now, the proposed deal would allow investors to buy up Celsius assets at potentially big discounts in the event of a bankruptcy filing. The people said Goldman Sachs appears to be gauging interest and soliciting commitments from Web3 crypto funds, funds specializing in distressed assets and traditional financial institutions with ample cash on hand. According to a person familiar with the situation, the assets, most likely cryptocurrencies, having to be sold on the cheap, would then likely be managed by participants and the fundraising push. Celsius has tapped reconstructing advisory firm Alvarez & Marsal. The Wall Street Journal reported Friday afternoon Goldman Sachs did not respond to a request for comment. However, Celsius, which had more than $8 billion lent out to its clients and $12 billion in assets under management as of May of this year, abruptly announced on June 12th that it would stop withdrawals from its platform, citing extreme market conditions. The disclosure exacerbated those conditions, briefly sending Bitcoin's price below $20,000. And in addition to hiring Alvarez & Marsal, Celsius has tapped reconstructing attorneys from law firm Akin Gump, Strauss, Haar, and Fed, the Wall Street Journal reported earlier this month. Global investment bank Citigroup has also been enlisted by Celsius to advise on possible solutions, including an assessment of the offer to rival crypto lender Nexo, the Block reported. Now, Citigroup and Akin Gump have both recommended Celsius file for bankruptcy. According to people familiar with the matter, Citigroup declined to comment. Akin Gump did not immediately respond to the request for comment. Now check this out. Celsius raised $750 million from investors last year in 2021, including Canada's second largest pension fund, Caisse de Dépôt, valuing the business at $3.25 billion. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding Celsius? Do you feel they're likely to go insolvent and go bankrupt and be bought out by Goldman Sachs? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, crypto analyst who predicted the Bitcoin crash below $23,000 has a new alert for crypto traders. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $950 billion with about $60 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 42.7%, with the Ether dominance at 15.3%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Compound leading the pack, up 11.3%, trading at $48.11, followed by Quant, up 10%, trading at $62.29, followed by Mina, up 8.5%, trading just above 71 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of green with some pretty impressive gains for the altcoin market. You can see Storage up a whopping 107%, Compound up 65%, and Hex up 69.5%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, shows we are currently rated a 14 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday an 11, last week a 6, and last month a 12 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The popular crypto analyst who accurately predicted the current market woes is now cautioning investors that the king crypto is likely to fall further. This anonymous trader, Crypto Capo, tells his 409,000 Twitter followers he sees no indication that Bitcoin has reached a cycle bottom around the $20,000 level. As he shares here, based on what you read on Twitter, you may think that the market is recovering very well, but the charts show Bitcoin price below 21,000, lower highs everywhere, hidden bearish divergences everywhere, no bottom formation. I am not buying yet. Now check this out. Capo warned in March Bitcoin was likely to fall 50% from its $44,000 price tag. Let's check out his tweet dated March 25th of this year. Targets of main scenario for the coming weeks. It shows Bitcoin between $21,000 and $23,000. Invalidation is Bitcoin consolidating above $45,000 to $46,000. So kudos to Crypto Capo because he nailed it. Now the trader next says that while he does not foresee lower Bitcoin prices, he also expects the bottom to be reached soon. As he shares here on Crypto Twitter, this is important. Do I expect another leg down and new lows? Yes. Is it worth to short here? No. Bottom is not in yet, but it is close, in my opinion. The moment to open shorts was some weeks ago, not now. Now is the moment to get ready to buy when the next leg down ends. Now, Capo also provides a chart hypothesizing a correction to below 16,000, which he says is still in play, which you can see here. When it comes to the broader altcoin market, the analyst shares a chart of the governance token of the decentralized exchange SushiSwap, which he says represents his sentiments on non-Bitcoin crypto assets. He predicts altcoins will eventually lurch upwards, but only after prices fall a bit more in the near term. Quoting him here, one thing is clear, many altcoins are on a bearish parabola. Parabolas, when broken, cause large corrections, in this case, upwards. The parabolas are not over yet, though, but almost, as he shares here in this chart. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analysts. And before I break down our final story of the day, here's what needs to happen for Bitcoin to reverse course, according to top crypto analyst, but first I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help support us with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, TikTok, Instagram, so wherever you at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A widely followed crypto trader is predicting what must take place for the leading digital asset, Bitcoin, to flip bullish. Synonymous crypto strategist Rhett Capital tells his 319,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin will likely continue to struggle until its buy-side volume starts to go up. Quoting him here, Bitcoin's buy-side volume is below average, so until that changes, chances for upside are also below average. Now, Rhett Capital also notes that Bitcoin's buy volume this week pales in comparison to the previous bear market bottoms that formed around the 200-week moving average. Quoting him here, the end of the week is closing in and Bitcoin buy side follow through on last week's extreme sell volume is still very low compared to buyer volume at the previous bear market bottoms formed around the 200-week moving average, which you can see here in this chart. He then warns traders, saying that fear of missing out, better known as FOMO, Bitcoin investing should generally be reserved for red days, especially if Bitcoin is below $20,000. As he shares here, if you FOMO on a green day, you won't have enough ammo to FOMO on a red day. If you must FOMO, choose a red day, especially a red day when Bitcoin is below $20,000. And he also says that the top crypto asset by market cap will likely bottom out when investors least expect it to. As he shares here, not only will the Bitcoin bottom take place when you least expect it to, but it will occur in a moment when you are devoting less time and thought to crypto in general. Consolidation inspires boredom and downtrends provoke the ostrich effect. Both distract from opportunity. So there you have it. And checking out his recent tweets here, Bitcoin would need to break above 22,500 for a chance at reclaiming the 200-week moving average as support. And he also wrote, Bitcoin has broken out to new all-time highs in every cycle. The current all-time high, $69,000, which we reached in November of last year. The current price is around 20,000. Anyone could make an over 3x return by buying Bitcoin today and simply hodling for the next few years. Sounds like a winning strategy if you're to ask me. So keep on stacking them stats. And now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show. Chinese state-run media warns about Bitcoin price falling to zero as regulators issue a fresh crypto warning. We also discuss Ethereum rival tumbling as hackers drain about $100 million from its crypto bridge. We also discuss breaking news, Goldman Sachs leading investor group to buy Celsius asset, according to sources, as well as crypto analysts who predicted the Bitcoin crash below 23,000 has a new alert for crypto traders. And we also shared, here's what's needed to happen for Bitcoin to reverse course, according to top crypto analyst, Rhett Capital. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, eCoin wrote, Aloha Friday JV, great news rundown to end the week and kick off the weekend. Keeping a close eye on the King Crypto weekly close and this mini alt season. Happy weekend, fam. Thanks for tuning in and supporting the show. As always, HODL. Our next featured comment comes from Mr. T. I'm telling you, JV, I got a feeling the 300-week moving average this time will come into play again, and we form just a slightly lower low into the $16,000 region. Right on, fam. Thanks for sharing. Sounds like a great opportunity for stacking sats. And our third and final featured comment is a combo between Poseidon Lottery, who wrote, you're the only YouTuber I voluntarily watched the advertisements to the end. Thank you. And Infinite Legacy, who wrote, you hit the nail on the head with that. I do the same and find myself watching repeats of the past and current day shows, and I never hit the skip ad button so JV can maximize and scale the channel. You're both truly amazing. I greatly appreciate that level of support. So much love. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.